It's time now for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI. The Wildcats is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Mount Vernon M Club, Bud's Hardware, Half Moon Saloon, the Posey County Co-op, DiMaggio's Pizza, Shepherd Services, and Infinity Molding. And now to the court with Chris Cook and Alan Buck on 106.7 WMVI.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are live from Mount Vernon High School in Mount Vernon, Indiana, where the Tell City Marksmen come to town to take on your Mount Vernon Wildcats. Alan Buck, say hello to everybody this evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. No place I'd rather be than inside a high school gymnasium on a Friday night, especially one with the winds howling outside. And we just saw a fun JV game. And
50-27 was the final.
50-27, yeah. Mount Vernon pulled that one out. And I say fun because it was kind of a teaching moment. One of our, well, Meyer Robb, probably the best scoring leader and terrific shooter, was having an off-night shooting. So what he did, he went to work hard on defense. He stole a number of passes and wound up driving to the basket to get scores. That's what you do when that rare night comes that your good shooter isn't hitting the basket. You find other ways of contributing and scoring, and he did so. It was a fantastic thing to watch. Now, looking at this game tonight, if you're a Mount Vernon player, you look at Tell City, oh, they're winless. We got an easy game tonight, which is a big no-no in the world of sports. If you're a Tell City player, and I don't mean any disrespect, but there are nights on the schedule you know you're not going to be competitive. There are other nights that you look at it and say, hey, we can get this game. This is one of those nights. Mount Vernon's got a 7-9 record. We haven't beaten a super impressive team. I mean, you know, we're on a 5 out of 6 games we've won, or 4 out of 5, excuse me, 4 out of 5. We won 4 games in 8 days out of 5 games last week. But if you're Tell City, that's what you're telling yourself. Hey, we can compete. We can win this game.
Absolutely. You know, last year when these two teams got together in Tell City, it was a game Alan and I had. It was 70-39, Mount Vernon. The series overall, the past 35 years, Mount Vernon 21 up to 11 down. And the opponent's records, Tell City has a little bit better record there with 95 wins and 111 losses to our 82-95. Versus common foes, they're 0-4, obviously, we're 2-2. Predictions for tonight, Alan Buck, you know, I think you, even though you're at home, you control the clock, limit the turnovers, and play Mount Vernon Wildcat basketball that we've seen the past couple weeks.
And I think you push the envelope on aggression on defense. I would hope they'll try some new things offensively. We need to get some new blood, new shot in the arm offensively, different kind of, maybe a play, different player too, different set, something like that. And this would be, on paper, this would be a time to try them, you know, with a winless team. But you set the tone defensively, and we hope to be pushing that button often tonight that says stolen by Clowers. We did in the JV game. Of course, you got twice as many Clowers down there, and they were stealing the ball quite a bit. But incidentally, we've got, you know, we talk about listeners listening all over the place. We've got Lillian in Holly Hill, Florida, listening.
Oh, wow.
And so that's
listening via PoseyCountyRadio.com. It's always good to have the listeners from outside the area, of course, over the air, 106.7 FM, WMVI. We appreciate each and every one of you listening in tonight. But it's homecoming night, Alan Buck, so there's a capacity crowd here at the gymnasium, a good crowd from the Mount Vernon faithful.
And some of them are dressed in quite lovely long gowns, sequin and such, and just really, I like it when school dances are formal. You know, there was a time when they kind of got more casual, but these kids are all decked out tonight.
Well, I tell you, Alan, let's take a brief 2-minute timeout. We're at the pregame show here on 106.7 MVI. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. Be right back with the pregame show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball.
Are you looking for a new job, one close to home, one with great benefits, one where you can contribute to the team, one where your boss understands the importance of a work-life balance? Then you need to check out Infinity Molding and Assembly in Mount Vernon. Since 1982, Infinity Molding and Assembly has produced products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields, things that you touch every day. Whether you're looking for a place to use your skill set or a place to learn new skills, Infinity Molding and Assembly is the place that you've been looking for. Some of the benefits include excellent medical and dental insurance, a flexible spending account, a wellness plan with a nurse and fitness specialist available on site, a 401k plan which you are fully vested upon enrollment at 6 months of employment, generous time off to include up to 3 weeks in your first year of employment, plus paid holidays, fun company-wide events including cookouts, a luau, a holiday party, and other activities, and even a paid tuition program. If you want to take your career to the next level, contact Infinity Molding and Assembly online at infinity-mai.com or call 812-831-5114. Infinity Molding and Assembly. Join the family today.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are live with the pregame show here from Mount Vernon High School in the gymnasium as the Tell City Marksmen come to town, the winless Marksmen, to take on your Mount Vernon Wildcats, who are battling to 500, Alan Buck. You know, a couple nights and a couple good games, we could be right there at 9-9 here at the close of the weekend.
We could be at the close of the weekend. You're right. And that brings me back to the point I wanted to bring up. Last week at the Carmine-White County Invitational Tournament, congratulations to Nico Burnett. He was named to the all-tournament team. We were given a stat sheet that had points, rebounds, steals, and assists, and like the top dozen or so players in each category. Nico was featured quite prominently in that list, but in fact, statistically, Jackson was a little higher in several categories than Nico was, even several others, and Jackson was not selected to that all-tournament team. I think that was a huge injustice to the young man, and I'm sure, you know, as a high school kid at first, I mean, he's disappointed, might have had his feelings hurt. I'm thinking he's going to come out tonight with an "I'm going to show you" kind of an attitude. So that's why I think if I'm going to, you know, go to the tote board and put some money on some different things, I'm going to bet on Clowers to come out on fire, It's defense, rebounding, scoring. I just think he's going to just prove things to people.
I agree. You know, I think it was a slight with the way he was represented across all the categories.
He wound up second in steals by like two or three. He wound up in assists. He was somewhere like five or six, something like that. Points, he was about six or eight. And rebounds, I think, was he second or third?
Towards the top.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was well represented across the board. A couple of the players that made the team were not in all four categories. So, I can't see that there was any way you leave that kid off.
Either way, it was a second-place finish by your Mount Vernon Wildcats. They didn't defend the title, but still to be in second and to lose to the whole school, the Carmine-White County team. You know, it's a good tournament. There's a lot of even basketball played. You know, the teams are pretty much evenly matched. Any of those games could have gone either way, you know, for the most part.
They really could.
I'm not talking the ones we played in, but all the ones that we saw.
Yeah, all the tournament. Yeah, very evenly matched. And so many of them followed the same script. One team would get up by 18 or so, and the other team would come all the way back, sometimes win, sometimes fall a little bit short. But none of the games turned into runaways.
Well, I tell you, Alan Buck, the Tell City Marksmen have taken the court. Now Vernon's in their new uniforms. Why don't you give tonight's fashion report for those listening at home?
Boy, this might be lengthy with those new uniforms for Mount Vernon. Tell City's in their road red, trimmed in white. And, they're just pure red and white. They have been for as long as I've ever, known who they were. And that's going back over 50 years. Back to when they wore leather helmets and had seams in the ball, stitches in the ball, peach baskets and everything.
They probably had pretzel baskets over there.
They used to have, that's right, pretzel baskets. They used to have stitches in the ball, just like a football.
Yeah.
In a basketball. But
back in '09.
That's right. But the Mount Vernon is wearing these new uniforms. They are a cream color with burgundy trim. The numbers are gray.
Yes.
With, a black outline on them.
It's a burgundy.
Burgundy outline, okay. And the front, they have the MV logo, just like what's in the middle of the court. And the number on the front of the jersey is very small. The number in the back is the large one, which is kind of typical. But players are now finishing warming up, and we're going to have presentation of the colors.
So we're going to take another timeout. The national anthem is upon us. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Half Moon Saloon in Mount Vernon is the place for great food all day long. Half Moon Saloon takes care of you with daily plate lunch specials, including fried chicken every Wednesday and catfish every Friday. Try the 7 or 14-inch delicious pizzas or the ribeyes and fillets after 4 p.m. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until midnight and Saturday from 10 until 1 a.m. Check out Half Moon Saloon, 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon, or order over the phone, 812-643-0518. For over 40 years, DiMaggio's has been serving the best traditional Italian cuisine, and since 2007, it has been a staple right here in Mount Vernon. Start your DiMaggio's experience with breadsticks, garlic bread, or the always popular chicken wings. Looking to eat healthy? Try one of the many salad options. And nobody has more options for pasta than DiMaggio's. DiMaggio's also has great sandwiches and calzones. And then there's what started it all. The massive selection of pizzas from 7 inches all the way to the extra, extra large 18 inch. Keep an eye on their Facebook page for the pop-up pizza of the month. You can see the menu online at orderdimaggios.com and order by calling 812-838-9850. DiMaggio's Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, here live from Mount Vernon High School, where the Mount Vernon Wildcats are set to take on the Tell City Marksmen. Alan Buck, they're announcing the Tell City Marksmen currently. Do you have the starters for the Tell City team?
I sure do. They've got number 5, Eric Collins. He's a 5'11 junior. Number 11, Talon Jennings. He's a 5'10" sophomore. Number 23, Brian Meserve. No, he's a 5'9" sophomore. Number 13, Isaac Lindauer. He's a 6'3" sophomore. And number 40, Braden Beaver. He is a 6'2" sophomore.
And I've got the starters for your Mount Vernon Wildcats. It's going to be number 1, Nico Burnett. He's a 6'3" junior guard. Number 11, Brady Schickel, a 6'2" freshman forward. Number 15, Logan Dukowitz. He's a 6'3" junior guard. Number 22, Nash Hostetter. He's a 5'9 freshman guard. And to round out the starting five for your Mount Vernon Wildcats, it's number 23, Jackson Clowers. He's a 6'3 junior forward. Of course, the Mount Vernon Wildcats are coached by head coach Joe Newcomb, who happens to be in his fourth year at Mount Vernon.
Did you want me to give you the weights of those Mount Vernon starters?
No.
Okay.
No, at the county fair, the county fair booth that you run week in and week out here on 106.7, we don't need that tonight. That's your summertime job.
I left out the coach of the Tell City Marksman is Greg Hollander. He's in his first season there, so I apologize. I tend to forget the coaches.
Well, I tell you, I'm buckled up. I'm ready for high school basketball here on a Friday night in southwestern Indiana. It's a great crowd, a homecoming crowd here. The pep band's going. There's an electricity in this gymnasium, and this fan base here is dedicated to support this Mount Vernon Wildcat team tonight.
Oh, yeah, they've got this place rocking. I'm going to predict that Mount Vernon's going to come out with a press as soon as we can get it on because I think they'll go with a 1-3-1 zone, and I think push the tempo and get some steals right off the bat. Now, last year, if you recall, before this game, I was looking at the way they were warming up and said, Tell City didn't need one back here. That was my guess.
It's going to go left or right. Hostetter takes it across for the first time this evening. Sets up on the right wing. Goes down on Dukowitz. Dukowitz at the free throw line. Nico for three. 3-0. Mount Vernon with 7:44 to go in the first.
Picked up where he left off for last week, and we are in a man-to-man full court.
I tell you, that's number 11, Jennings. Caught by Dukowitz there. Dukowitz was playing all kinds of defense on him. Now they got Lindauer. Lindauer over to number 23, Meserve. Meserve over to number 11, Jennings. Jennings at the top of the key, holds up his hand, calls out a play, being guarded by Dukowitz.
I like the way they're spreading the floor.
Jennings down low to Collins. Collins with a shot, banks it in for two. It's 3-2, Mount Vernon with 7:11 to go here in the opening quarter.
That's a guard. He just posted up Hostetter and took him down on the block.
Schickel along the baseline. Can't get it to go. Goes out of bounds off of Collins, so it'll be Mount Vernon ball underneath the basket. I don't know. That almost looked like it went off of Schickel.
Well, I think Schickel got his hand up there, but Collins poked it out of it. But Schickel's trying to go on the short side of the basket and had to stretch all the way to the far side because he got cut off and his arm wasn't quite that long.
Nico with a fadeaway. Around the world, in and out. No good. It'll be Tell City ball, number 11, Jennings.
If anything, Jackson didn't knock that ball out. If anything, he fouled the Tell City kid, but he certainly didn't touch the ball and knock it out.
Beaver on the inbounds, gets it to number 23, Meserve. Back to number 40, Beaver. Heavy defensive pressure being provided by Jackson Clowers.
Yeah, it's man-to-man. I was wrong. I thought we'd go that zone, but
save that for later, Allenbach.
Oh, yeah, we will switch it up. I'm sure Coach will change things. But right now, our feet are quick enough defensively. And look at Schickel's. His arms are out and back, so he's not pushing on the guy. It's his feet. And
with the travel by Jennings, so it's an forced turnover. It'll be 3-2. Mount Vernon with Wildcat ball here with 6:28 to go in the first. Hostetter gives it over to Nico. Nico's going to take it across left or right. Sets up at the top of the key. Gets it over to Hostetter on the right wing. Hostetter.
Oh, nice.
Dukowitz. Dukowitz drives in, pulls back for a three, and nails it. 6-2, Mount Vernon with 6:11 to go here in the first.
You're not going to tell the people in Radio Land that I was shaking my head no when he took that shot, are you?
No, but you did tell on yourself, Alan Buck.
I didn't think he had his body set and balanced, but he adjusted and drained it.
Jennings gets it over to Meserve. Meserve being guarded by Nico, dribbles out towards the top, down the right wing, hands it off to number 11, Jennings. to 13 for a three ball. No good by Lindauer. Rebounded by Hostetter. Hostetter quickly in the corner to Schickel for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Clowers. Clowers with the putback. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. There's a scrum on the ground, and that's going to be a jump ball. And I believe the possession arrow is in Tell City's favor with 5.5 to go here in the first. A 6-2 Mount Vernon advantage over Tell City.
You are correct in all that. I tell you, Jackson, he almost got a bloody nose from that air ball that Schickel shot from the corner, but he controlled it, went up. He was so wide open, he airballed it from 2 feet, but he got his own rebound. That's how you pad your own rebounding stat. You miss a close shot, and then you get it.
Jennings has it stolen by Nico. Nico on the fast break.
Oh, and Nico just dunked it, and he got fouled from behind by Eric Collins trying to catch him. I haven't seen Nico dunk.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, he just went up and put it down.
And that's Collins' first, team's first, and Nico will have a chance to get 3 points the old-fashioned way.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but 5'10 Eric Collins is not going to block Nico's shot from behind. Nico at 6'2 or so.
Nico misses. Rebounded by, that went off of a Chelsea, or actually it went off a Tell City player.
Yeah, Braxton Beaver was trying to run it down. Jackson Clowers got his hand on it, but Beaver trying to get it from Clowers knocked it out of bounds. So no rebound there. But
Dukowitz set to inbounds, 8-2 the score. Mount Vernon up. Clowers with the ball, banks it in for two. 10-2 with 5:05 to go here in the first. Jennings cross court to number 40, Beaver. Beaver banks it in for a two. They kind of let him go, and he makes his presence known as it's 10-4 with 4:54 to go in the opening quarter. Nico for three. He nails it. 13-4. And Tell City's going to take a timeout, but we're going to keep it here, Alan Buck, during this timeout.
I just say, wow, Nico is just on fire. 3 for 4 with 2 3-pointers to his credit. He did miss his free throw, so he's been struggling at the line the last couple games a little bit, but he'll get that back under control. Our feet, we're playing man-to-man defense, and we're moving our feet very, very well. That's just translating. I mean, it's just live feet. I've said this before. When you play a zone, sometimes if you sit in a 2-3 zone, you don't have to move as far as others. Like a 1-3-1 zone, you got to move all over the cotton picking place. It's a beautiful zone to play if you've got the personnel to do it and if they'll give the effort. But a 2-3 zone, you might sit back in, and it makes you sluggish on the offensive end. The effort and energy we're putting out on our man-to-man defense is translating well to the offensive end also.
4:48 to go in the first. It's a 13-4. Wildcat advantage over the marksman. Alan Buck, you know, it'll be Tell City ball coming out of the break. But I think Mount Vernon's going to keep the defensive pedal to the metal, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And this now, okay, now we're at a half-court 2-2-1 zone.
Jennings on the inbounds, takes it up right to left. Gets it across to Beaver. Beaver being guarded by Jack Campbell, who checked in during the timeout. Finds number 23, Missouri. Stolen by Clowers. Clowers is going to take it. Drives, lays it up, can't get it to go. Nico with the putback, and he draws the foul.
Yeah. You know, I almost said, get your finger on the button, that stolen by Clowers button. But I didn't bother. I didn't say it, and then here he does come up with a steal.
So Nico Burnett's going to go to the line, shooting two with 4:27 to go. The untimed opportunity, first one, is away. And he nails that one, 14-4, 10-point lead for the Mount Vernon Wildcats.
Now, you know, this is not good news for Tell City. Eric Collins, one of their starting guards, has two fouls.
Second opportunity, he nails that one too, 15-4, 4:27 to go in the first. Jennings takes it up, finds number 23, Missouri. Back to Jennings. Jennings takes it across, gets it to number 40, Beaver. Beaver tries to go down low to number 13, Lindauer. And Lindauer has it stolen by Schickel. Campbell ends up with it. Campbell to Schickel. Schickel stops, back to Campbell, over to Nico. Nico top the key.
I thought he was going to shoot. He was about leaning on a car when he had the ball, but I thought he was really going to cut loose with one.
Nash, Hostetter, cross court to Campbell. Campbell had an opportunity, pulls it down, takes it into Hostetter, who lays it up. Can't get it to go. Wow,
he got hammered.
Rebounded by Lindauer. Jennings takes it across for Tell City. 3:38 to go. It's a 15-5 Mount Vernon advantage. Tell City marksman with the ball. They go down low to Beaver. Beaver banks it up. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Clowers. Clowers is going to push the issue as he takes it coast to coast. Dishes it to Campbell for three.
I was going to say, this is automatic. Jack Campbell playing horse in the backyard.
18-4 with 3:17 to go in the opening quarter.
Still in that 2-2-1 trap.
Tipped by Clowers, but number 23, Meserve, ends up with it. Back over to Jennings. They work it around to Beaver. Beaver looking for some help. Being guarded by Jack Campbell.
Oh, nice
goes
look.
Down low to Collins, and they hand it off to number 13, Lindauer, who banks it in for two. 18-6 with 2:49 to go in the opening quarter.
They did a good job with some diagonal passing in close and got it to the right man.
Clowers for three.
Oh, no.
Rebounded by Hostetter. No, it's stolen by Jennings. And Jennings stepped out of bounds, so the remaining Mount Vernon ball as Jacob Schwartz is going to check in for Schickel.
That was a terrific hustle play by Hostetter. His man had three-quarter position on the rebound, and Hostetter just fought around him and got his hand on it enough to make the Tell City guy knock it out of bounds.
Nico on the inbounds to Campbell, hands it over to Hostetter. Hostetter to Nico. Nico from NBA range. He nails it.
Did you notice he called for the ball? He called for the ball from the guard. He's feeling it now.
21-6 the score. 2:22 to go in the first. Jennings for Tell City gets it to Meserve. Meserve tries to go to number 13, Lindauer.
Yeah, knocked out by Hostetter. Hostetter's over there. I mean, again, this is footwork. This is a thing of beauty to watch, defensive footwork by our players.
Jennings on the inbound. Cross court to number 13, Lindauer. Lindauer dribbles in the left wing. Has his shot blocked by Clowers.
It's a jump ball, yeah. Yeah, and Clowers capped it, so it's a jump. It, a lot of people thought it might be travel, but...
So it's going to be Mount Vernon ball in the possession arrow with 2:11 to go in the first. It's a 21-6 Wildcat lead. As Nico takes it across, dribbles into the paint, pulls back at the free throw line, kicks it out in the corner to Hostetter for three. Off the mark, no good, rebounded by Meserve. Meserve's going to take it across, sets up the marksman offense, finds Collins. Collins cross court to Jennings. Jennings on the left wing, dribbles down, finds Lindauer. Lindauer has Nico all over him, and he knocks it out of bounds.
The Tell City doesn't have a relaxed possession anywhere. Any pass, somebody's, you know, getting in the passing lane.
Schickel checks in for Clowers.
Yeah, Clowers is out of breath. He's really been working hard out there.
They get it into Meserve for a fadeaway three off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Campbell. Campbell gets it to Hofstetter. Hofstetter's going to take it across. Dribbles into the paint. Tries to go to Schwartz, but it went off of, I think, Schwartz's foot. Out of bounds. And it'll be Tell City ball. Dukowitz checks back in for Hostetter.
So now we've got Campbell and Nico, I guess, would be the guards.
Jennings takes it across for Tell City. Picked up by Campbell. Dribbles on the left wing along the baseline.
Oh, way to recover, Campbell. I thought.
Gets it to Lindauer. Lindauer drives in, throws up a shot, gets it to go. 21-8 with a minute 15 to go. In the first, Nico now on the inbounds, takes it across the timeline, sets up the offense, top the key. Dribbles into the paint, lays it up for two. 23-8 with 1:02 to go here in the first. Tell City quickly back on offense with Jennings. Jennings, top the key, dribbles over from the right wing. Gets it to Meserve. Meserve being guarded by Nico. It's stolen by Schwartz, but Schwartz had it kicked back. Jennings for three. He nails it, 23-11 with 42 seconds to go.
Yes, Schwartz got in that passing lane so quickly he overran the ball.
Campbell to Nico. Nico dribbles in. Looks for help from Campbell for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Lindauer. Lindauer gets it to Meserve. Meserve takes it across with 22 seconds. Drives into the paint. Lays it up.
gets it to go, 23-13. It's a 10-point Mount Vernon lead here with 14 seconds to go in the first.
Guess who's going to shoot?
Yeah, there's 8, 7, 6.
It's time to go,
5,
Nico.
4. Nico from just inside the 3-point line can't get it to go. And it's going to be a Tell City ball. But at the end of one, it'll be Mount Vernon 23, Tell City 13. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMBI.
Shepherd Services is a name that you can trust for all of your contracting. Whether you need a quick repair or want to remodel, Shepherd Services has you covered. All the technicians at Shepherd Services bring years of experience to every job. From commercial and residential HVAC to electrical and building upgrades and maintenance, the professionals at Shepherd Services will get the job done, and satisfaction is guaranteed on every project. Visit Shepherd Services online at shepherdservices.com or call 812-838-5604.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. Start of the second quarter here from Mount Vernon High School, where it's the Mount Vernon Wildcats 23, Tell City 13. Jennings with the ball for Tell City, finds Beaver. Beaver dribbles into the paint, puts up a shot, banks it in for two. 23-15, Mount Vernon up. Hostetter on the inbounds, takes it across, sets up the Wildcat offense. Gets it over to Clowers on the right wing. Clowers now dribbles towards the basket, drops, steps, looks for some help. Gets it back, was going for Dukewitz, but it bounced off Dukewitz. Now Hostetter has it on the left wing. Over to Dukewitz for three. Short, rebounded by Clowers. Clowers with the putback, banks it in for two. 25-15, Mount Vernon up with 7:14 to go in the half. Tell City on the offensive move. They work it in to Beaver. Beaver has Dukewitz all over him. Now they get it to Jennings. Jennings top the key, being guarded by Jack Campbell. Works it in. Lindauer puts it up. Gets the roll.
Wow.
25-17. Good hustle by Lindauer there.
That was a nice up and under move and little body or little English on the ball short.
It's a three ball by Dukewitz, rebounded by Clowers with the putback. 27-17. It's a 10-point lead. And they're going to take a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it here and remind you that at United Fidelity Bank, helping you save money is one of their top priorities. For information about their standout CDs and rates, contact one of their 8 convenient Tri-State banking centers. United Fidelity Bank is proud to support local high school athletics. Alan Buck, 27-17, 6:38 to go in the half.
Yeah.
Kind of walk me through the timeout there.
Well, I just want to recap a couple things. At this point, Nico's got 17 points. Jackson's got 6 points and 5 rebounds. Tell City's just trying to, I mean, the game isn't away from them yet. They're trying to, you know, stick their finger in the dike, so to speak. Mount Vernon threatened to pull away in the first quarter, and Tell City hung right in there. They're down 10 with the ball. I mean, that's nothing. I mean, they could score here and make it a 10-7 game. So that's what their coach is trying to get him to do, stay focused, don't panic.
Meserve with the ball, fights for the double team, gets it to number 4, who I don't have on my
stolen by Clowers
roster. You have number 4 on your roster?
No, I noticed that a while ago that they had a I do know who it is. It is Ross Melton. He wore number 4 in the JV game. He was listed as 22, but it'd be Ross Melton is number 4.
Drives in, banks it up for 2. 22 with 6:08 to go in the half. Hostetter takes it across, gets it to Nico. Nico to Schickle. Schickle drives into the paint, fade away.
They're going to call a charge. That's a bad call. That's a bad call. There was contact, but it wasn't a lower the shoulder and knock the guy backwards.
So it'll be Tell City ball here, down by 8 as they work it around to Jennings. Jennings being guarded by Hostetter, takes it across, looks for some help, now attacks the basket, stops, looks for help from Lindauer.
Oh, he traveled.
Yep. That's a good call by Jevin Redmond, the official down there, with the travel call. 5:48 to go in the half, 27-19. Mount Vernon up over Tell City. Flowers on the inbounds, gets it to Hostetter. Hostetter takes it across, looks for some help from Nico. Nico on the left wing, dribbles in, fades away, gets it to Clowers. Clowers along the baseline, spins.
That was good beat.
Nico for 3, off the mark, no good, gets his own rebound, drives along the baseline, lays it up, can't get it to go. Rebounded by number 11, Jennings. And Jennings is going to take it up for Tell City with 5:19 to go. Jennings being guarded by Hostetter.
Tell you, he's got an explosive first step, and Hostetter's staying right with him every time he tries to drive.
Beaver, top the key, knocked
stolen
out
by Clowers.
Clowers drives in, lays it up for 2, 29-19, back up to a 10-point lead for Mount Vernon. Meserve.
I thought Nico got away with a little shoulder in that guy.
Gets it to Jennings. Hostetter's giving Jennings everything, and then Lindauer goes down to the floor with it and loses it.
Yeah, that was a clever little backdoor, little pass there. The only thing is, Clowers was hanging out in the middle of the defense, got his hand on the ball, and it wound up going off of Lindauer's feet, going out of bounds as Lindauer hit the floor. But
Hostetter on the inbounds, going to take it across with 4:41 to go until the half. 29-19, the Wildcat advantage. Duckwitz at the free throw line.
Duckwitz had an open free throw if he turned his around.
Clowers drives in, lays it up for 2. 31-19, and Tell City is going to take a timeout. It's going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a 60-second break. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMBI.
For over 40 years, DiMaggio's has been serving the best traditional Italian cuisine, and since 2007, it has been a staple right here in Mount Vernon. Start your DiMaggio's experience with breadsticks, garlic bread, or the always popular chicken wings. Looking to eat healthy? Try one of the many salad options. And nobody has more options for pasta than DiMaggio's. DiMaggio's also has great sandwiches and calzones. And then there's what started it all. The massive selection of pizzas from 7 inches all the way to the extra, extra large 18 inch. Keep an eye on their Facebook page for the pop-up pizza of the month. You can see the menu online at orderdimaggios.com and order by calling 812-838-9850. DiMaggio's Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, 4:28 to go in the half. And it's 31-19, Mount Vernon over Tell City. It'd be Tell City ball to come out of the timeout, Alan Buck.
Yeah, Mount Vernon is just quicker at almost every position. I'm trying to be kind. I think they're quicker at each position. Defensively, we're able to stay with them, but offensively, we're able to drive the basket a little bit better.
Jennings on the inbounds, being guarded by Nash Hostetter. Takes, dribbles up the left or right side, finds Meserve. Meserve for 3. Off the mark, no good. It's a scrum for it.
That's going to be
Schickel out of bounds. So it'll be Tell City ball with 4:12 to go. Until the half, down 31-19.
I like the way Mount Vernon went after the ball, though, on the boards. A couple of them went after it. I think you're right. Off of Schickel, and Dick was trying to recover it. Couldn't do it.
Missouri for 3.
Holy cow.
No good. Rebounded by, fouled by Collins. And that's his third,
that's
I
his
believe.
Third. You are correct. I think that's the only 3 fouls on Tell City's team.
So it stops with 4:07 to go, and Collins is going to check out.
I'm not sure why the Tell City fans were upset with that. I mean, Clowers went up and got a high above everybody, got the rebound, and he got banged by Collins. It wasn't nasty or anything. It was just,
Missouri comes up limping a little bit, so number 21 is going to check in. That's Zoli. Hayden Zoli, a 6-foot sophomore.
That's the one where Z-U-E-L-L-Y. So he's going to call him, what, Zuli or Zoli? Zoli. I hope that's close, folks.
Nico to Flowers.
I don't think Jackson was expecting that ball.
Flowers gets it back to Nico on the right wing. Down low to Flowers for just inside the three-point line. Hits it for a two-ball, 33-19 with 3:45 to go here in the half.
That's five shots in a row Flowers has hit.
Jennings takes it across for Tell City. Sets up top of the key. Almost stolen by Hostetter. Looks for some help. Nobody's coming to rescue him. That's almost a five-second call. Dukewitz with the steal. Gets it to Nico. Nico way down to Flowers. Flowers along the baseline. Lays it up for two. 35-19 with 30-20 to go until the half. Mount Vernon is swarming on defense around Jennings right now.
Yeah, and like I said, Jennings handled the ball. He's got some quickness, and Hostetter's just all over him.
Lindauer thought about a three, drives in, has it knocked away by Flowers, gets it back, finds number four in the corner, over to Lindauer. Lindauer drives in, just put his head down, spins, attacks the basket, and banks it in for two. 35-21 with 2:50 to go, Mount Vernon up. They get it to Schickel. Schickel drives into the paint, banks it in for two.
Beautifully done by Schickler. He took the contact from the first guy, and the second one tried to reach in. Schickel just went to the basket. Nobody was going to deny him that time.
So that'll be the 14th foul on Tell City. And on number 11, that's going to be on Jennings, his first.
Well, Schickel goes 180. Jennings might go 120. I mean, he's very, very thin, so when they're going to make contact, it's not going to slow Schickel down a whole lot.
So Schickel gets the classic three-point opportunity there, 38-21 with 2:42 to go in the half. Jennings takes it across, picked up by Hostetter. Jennings dribbles, top the key, down low to Lindauer. Lindauer Beaver for a two-ball, no good, rebounded by Flowers, and Flowers is going to be fouled by number four, and I believe you said that's Ridnier?
Melton. Ross Melton.
Well, it said Gebhardt.
Gebhardt, okay.
Well, it's Nolan Gebhardt.
Nolan Gebhardt, okay. They got a different one there. And
sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen, but his number is not on our program. Nico from the free throw line nails that one. 40-21 with 2:13 to go until the half. Tell City brings it up with Jennings. Being guarded by Hostetter.
He dribbled off his own knee. Yeah. Hostetter was hawking him, but he didn't reach in or anything. And Jennings did a spin move and dribbled it off, hit his own knee. That happens. You know, that happens to kids. You can have the best athlete in the world. He'll turn the corner to drive to the basket, hit it off his foot out of bounds. So, you know.
Flowers to Nico at the free throw line. Looks back to Flowers for a two ball. Off the mark, rebounded by Jennings. Jennings is going to take it up right to left on your dial. Drives up the left side. Being guarded by Hostetter. Hostetter almost got him again.
Yep.
Jennings is in trouble. They get it into Mazur. Mazur over to number 10, Gebhard. Gebhard being guarded by Schickel. Back to Jennings. A minute and a half to go until the half. Tell City down 40-21. Mazur with the shot no good. Rebounded by Campbell. Campbell gets it to Hostetter. Hostetter drives into the paint. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Gebhard. Tell City's back with Mazurva on offense. He drives into the paint, goes into a spin, banks it in, and draws the foul. Pick your poison. It was either Campbell or Flowers.
I think they're going to get Jackson.
Yeah, I think so. That'll be the second team foul. Mount Vernon stops it with minute 13 to go in the half. So at the line, it's going to be Byron Mazurva.
This is very noteworthy. All the aggressive defense that we've been talking about that Mount Vernon's played this entire game, that's the second team foul. And there's a minute and a half left in that.
Mazur hits the first or the third point, makes it 40-24. With a minute 10 to go, Hostetter's going to take it across, going left or right. Top the key to Campbell. Campbell sets up, stops at the free throw line. Back to Schwartz for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Gebhardt. Gebhardt gets it to Mazur. Mazur's got a little limp to him. Dribbles up. Going to take a three ball from way downtown off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Schwartz. Schwartz to Campbell to Hostetter. 45 seconds to go. Hostetter sets up near the timeline. Works out a play. gets it to Nico. Nico drives in along the baseline, puts up a shot, can't get it to go, rebounded by Missouri. Missouri's going to take it up to Jennings. Jennings to number four, Beaver, and he travels and stops it with 24.6.
You notice anytime I say he travels, Jevin, he's got that earwig that he hears me say that, and then he makes the call. I've got an active imagination.
Yes, you do. You live in your own world sometimes. Sometimes I wonder what happens when you're unsupervised.
You're lucky you can't see what's going on inside this head.
40-24, 17 seconds to go until the half. Nico's going to hold on to it.
Yeah, we're going for the last shot. There's somebody's got to go set a screen for him. I think, Jackson's
on the clock.
Going.
He's got to go. Nico, top the key, gets it to Schickle. Schickle looks up at the clock, drives into the paint, has his shot blocked. Missouri, no good. So at the end of the first half, it'll be Mount Vernon 40, Tell City 24. We're going to take a three-minute timeout and be back with the half. Listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on WMBI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com.
Are you looking for a new job? One close to home? One with great benefits? One where you can contribute to the team? One where your boss understands the importance of a work-life balance? Then you need to check out Infinity Molding and Assembly in Mount Vernon. Since 1982, Infinity Molding and Assembly has produced products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields. Things you touch every day. Whether you're looking for a place to use your skill set or a place to learn new skills, Infinity Molding and Assembly is the place you have been looking for. Some of the benefits include excellent medical and dental insurance, a flexible spending account, a wellness plan with a nurse and fitness specialist available on site, a 401k plan, which you are fully vested upon enrollment at 6 months of employment, generous time off to include up to 3 weeks in your first year of employment, plus paid holidays, fun company-wide events, including cookouts, a luau, a holiday party, and other activities, and even a paid tuition program. If you want to take your career to the next level, contact Infinity Molding and Assembly online at infinity-mai.com or call 812-831-5114. Infinity Molding and Assembly. Join the family today.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call. 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Half Moon Saloon in Mount Vernon is the place for great food all day long. Half Moon Saloon takes care of you with daily plate lunch specials, including fried chicken every Wednesday and catfish every Friday. Try the 7 or 14-inch delicious pizzas or the ribeyes and fillets after 4 p.m. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until midnight and Saturday from 10 until 1 a.m. Check out Half Moon Saloon, 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon, or order over the phone, 812-643-0518.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Shepherd Services is a name that you can trust for all of your contracting. Whether you need a quick repair or want to remodel, Shepherd Services has you covered. All the technicians at Shepherd Services bring years of experience to every job. From commercial and residential HVAC to electrical and building upgrades and maintenance, the professionals at Shepherd Services will get the job done, and satisfaction is guaranteed on every project. Visit Shepherd Services online at shepherdservices.com or call 812-838-5604.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. It's the halftime show here live from Mount Vernon High School in Mount Vernon, Indiana. We're at the half. The Wildcats enjoy a 40-24 lead over the Tell City Marksmen. Alan Buck, I saw you were doing some addition and subtraction over there. Let us know where the stats are for the half.
Okay, well, Mount Vernon won the first quarter 23-13. They won the second quarter 17-11, so that gives you your 40-24 lead. For Tell City, Eric Collins has a bucket for two. Taylen Jennings has a bucket for three. Isaac Lindauer's got he's 4-for-4 on his 2-point shots for 8 points. Byron Meserve has seven, three twos and a free throw. He's also got four rebounds. Braxton Beaver's got a couple of baskets for four. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, Brady Schickel's got three the old-fashioned way, as Chris likes to say. Logan Dukowitz has a three-pointer. Jackson Campbell's got a three-pointer. Jackson Clowers has 14 points on 7 of 10 from the two-point range. He's also got seven rebounds. So in a half of basketball, he's got a 14-7 game going. Nico has 19 points at the half. He's got three three-pointers and in four attempts and four two-pointers and a couple of free throws. So that's how your scoring breakdown goes. It's defense. Mount Vernon set the tone defensively. They did it with a man-to-man, and they haven't unveiled that 1-3-1 and probably won't have their 1-3-1 press out. They did it with a 2-2-1 zone after a few trips in the man-to-man. But even in the half-court offense, the defensive footwork is just impressive. And I guess maybe the guys are just getting their feet warmed up for dancing tonight.
Big homecoming festivities going on.
Yeah, and I tell you, Nash Hostetter, I bet he's a good dancer. He's got real quick feet. Jennings, who he's guarding, Taylen Jennings is just a very good ball handler. He's very quick. He's they list him at 5'10". Because he's so slender, it makes him look taller. And also he's standing next to Nash Hostetter, who's listed at 5'9". I think that's on tippy toes. But Jennings looks like he's much taller. And like I said, he's got a really good acceleration to the goal. And yet Hostetter stayed with him the whole way.
I agree. Now, if you're Coach Newcomb at the half, you have to be pretty happy with the effort so far. 40-24 the score. Mount Vernon over Tell City, but there is some room for improvement. What type of adjustments do you think Coach Newcomb will implement at the half?
Well, you're exactly right. There is room for improvement because their focus and their intensity on defense flagged a little bit in the middle of the second quarter, and that's how Tell City was able to cut that lead back down to where they were down eight and had the ball at one point. This was a double-digit lead in the first quarter. Well, it was 10 at the quarter, and it had been higher than that. So he's going to get on them about, quit looking at the scoreboard. You're going out there playing every possession as intensely as the one before, and don't let that focus and concentration lag. You got 32 minutes of basketball. So far, out of 16 minutes, they probably played 14 very, very well, and the other couple was enough to let let Tell City score a couple baskets unchallenged. And so now all of a sudden, like I said, it was 8 points and they had the ball. They could have cut it to five on that possession. They were not able to, but that's Coach Newcomb's stay intense the second half. And, let's go out and we got to win the second half. It's 0-0. Let's win the second half.
That's a way to be if you're going to coach. You know, I mean, that's coaching 101, Alan Buck, right there. You summed it up.
Yeah, we're trying. Your objective is to play your perfect game, whatever your talent level is. And coach has talked about that before. We've had games where we've put together, you know, 23, 24, 25 minutes of really good basketball, but it's those 6 or 8 minutes of not good basketball that's been enough to let a close game get away. Now, this one, I don't anticipate it getting close, but you can't let it get close. That's one of those things. When a lesser team, and I, again, no disrespect, but I'm the team of these two. They're not as talented. They'll, if they hang around, if they are allowed to hang around, they're going to be very dangerous coming down the stretch. I do want to mention, too, they are without the services of their only senior on their roster, Riley McIntosh. He's a 5'11 senior, and I don't know anything about him. He might be starter leading scorer, or he might never play. I don't know, but he's not here tonight, so they are a little bit shorthanded.
I mean, this is a sophomore-dominated roster.
Yes.
They list one senior, one junior, and all the rest sophomores. But, you know, we start two freshmen, so...
a lot of youth out here.
It's a very young...
A lot of youths out here.
So, start of the third quarter here, 40-24, Mount Vernon up. I believe they get the ball to start the half.
Yeah, I don't see a possession arrow anywhere, so I can't... Nope, it's Mount Vernon's ball to start the second half.
Okay, you're right. Mount Vernon will be going...
Folks, I have to comment about this beautiful orange suit. I'm told it's the shade from Dumb and Dumber. One of the Mount Vernon prom attendees is wearing, and I think
homecoming.
Yes, homecoming, not prom. Mr. Cook needs to get one of those.
Nico along the baseline kicks it out to Dukewitz for three, off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Clowers. Clowers with the putback.
It got blocked.
Yeah. So Linda, or actually Beaver, come up with the rebound there. Gets it to Jennings. Tell City going left or right on your dial. Jennings sets up on the left wing to Lindauer for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Schickel. Schickel finds Nico. Nico on the fast break, slows it down. Gets it over to Dukowicz for a two ball. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Collins. Collins for Tell City. Finds Jennings, and they slow the pace down here with 7:13 to go in the third. It's a 40-24 Wildcat advantage.
Oh,
Mazur drives in, throws up a shot, can't get it to go. Off of Dukowicz on the rebound, out of bounds, so the remain Tell City ball.
Tell you, folks, Dukowicz went up with his right hand to grab that rebound. His left hand was on the chest of Collins holding him away, and Dukowicz couldn't control the ball with one hand.
Mazur for three, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Schickel. Schickel's going to take it up. Drives into the paint, slows down, gets it back to Hostetter. Hostetter dribbles in, drives in, lays it up, gets it to go. 42-24. Hostetter with a high bank on that one.
Oh, he's got some speed that these kids haven't seen before.
13, Lindauer drives in.
Knocked away by Clowers once again.
They get it back to Jennings. Jennings going to reboot here for Tell City. Top the key. Kicks it over to Beaver for two ball.
That's a two.
Yeah, it rolls around. So 42-26 with 6:20 to go in the third. Nico takes it across. Looks for Hostetter on the right wing. Hostetter attacks, pulls back, finds Clowers now. Clowers at the free throw line. They're going to say he was fouled.
I'm not sure. Was the foul? Yeah, okay. It was Beaver, I guess, fouled Clowers. I wasn't sure who got fouled.
But it was on Lindauer.
Yeah.
Nico on the inbounds, gets it to Hostetter. Hostetter in the corner to Nico for three.
Nope.
Off the mark, rebounded by Schickel. Schickel puts it up. Can't get it to go. Beaver comes up with the rebound over Nico. And they hand it to Jennings. Tell City's going to take it left or right. Jennings being guarded by Hostetter. Tries to attack a seam. Gets it to Beaver. Beaver top the key, being guarded by Schickel. Back to Jennings. They're not giving up anything inside to Tell City, Al.
No, sir.
Mazur for two. He hits it. 42-28 with 5.5 to go in the third. Mount Vernon up.
Reserve doesn't appear to be limping anymore. Glad to see he's not injured too badly.
Hostetter top. Dribbles. Looks for help from Dukewitz. Dukewitz steps up for a two. Gets it to go. 44-28 with 4:13 to go.
He's had a couple open looks, and the ball just goes in and comes back out. It's one of those nights for him, but he got that one to settle in.
Third quarter action here. Jennings finds Lindauer for three. Off the mark, rebounded by Hostetter. Hostetter's going to take it on a fast break. The other way, slows it down to Nico for three. Nico can't get the spin, rebounded by Clowers. Clowers powers it out to Hostetter. Gets it back to Nico. Nico drives in, and he draws the foul. Let's see who they're going to call that on. I didn't really catch it. There was a gaggle of marksmen there.
A gaggle, huh?
Yeah. That's Lindauer's second, team second.
That's his second in about a minute. I've got Jackson with 9 rebounds at this point. He might get a double-double tonight.
Nico misses the first one. Okay. Campbell's going to check in for Dukewitz.
Now, I don't want to jump on Nico, but he is such a great free throw shooter. This is one where coach is going to get on it. Hey, focus. That he missed that, just lack of focus. Don't be lackadaisical. Every point
Hits
counts.
The second one, 45-28, 4:46 to go in the third. Jennings is going to take it up.
Now we're on a 1-3-1 press, and Jackson, stolen by Clowers.
Clowers lays it up for two.
Yeah, he's the point on that, and he kind of baited the guy and made him throw the pass that I don't think the guy wanted to throw, but Jackson baited him into doing it, jumped up and stole the ball.
Tell City calls a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it here and remind you that Bud's Hardware is the place for hardware, lumber, plumbing, paint, and tools. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon and let the staff take care of your needs at Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon.
Can I say it?
Since
1874.
I know you love that.
I didn't even have to have the paper in front of me. That's just cool.
Who was president back then, Alan? I mean, you were.
Yeah, it was a personal friend of mine.
Grover Cleveland?
Yeah, possibly. I'm just trying to think. I think
put you on the spot.
If I'm not mistaken,
it would still be Grant.
1874. No. I think that's a little late for Grant.
Yeah. Either way, Tell City with the ball. Nico with the steal, takes it on the fast break, and he's going to dunk it two. Slam dunk for Nico Burnett, 49-28. You can't give him that much space. Jennings with the ball, has it stolen by Campbell. Campbell on the fast break, gives it to Nico. Nico lays it up for two, 51-28 with 4:05 to go in the third. Reserve takes it up for Tell City. Battles through the triple team.
Timeout, Tell City.
And that's going to be another 30-second timeout. So, Alan, did you have some housekeeping you wanted to do?
Where is it?
I got one.
Yeah, I got one here. The Half Moon Saloon is Mount Vernon's place for great food all day long. Check out their Facebook page for daily lunch specials or stop by 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon and fill up at the Half Moon Saloon. Don't mind if I do.
51-28. In the third quarter with 3:59 to go, Mount Vernon up big. Tell City called a timeout. It'll be marksman ball coming out of the timeout. And I tell you, the coach just wanted to get their attention, I think, with that timeout for Tell City.
He had a player that was trapped there, had about two or three Mount Vernon Wildcats around him, and they were afraid that he was going to get it stolen. What I want to check was, French Lick, Indiana, there's a restaurant in the French Lick Resort called the 1875, and it's named that because that was the first year of the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
So Bud's Hardware started the year before the first Kentucky Derby.
Interesting note for those of you listening there. You just never know where the history is going to come from here. Tell City, it's got Meserve at the top of the key, dribbles on the right wing, lays it up, can't get it to go, rebounded by Nico. Nico on the fast break the other way, gives it to Clowers. Power stops, banks it up, can't get it to go. They
nice
take it back
tip
out, to Nico.
Out Hostetter.
Nico for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Beaver. And that's going to be a foul on Schickel. That's Schickel's second, the team's first. Or no, that's Schickel's first, my fault. Seems like no, that's
no,
his second.
Second.
Yeah, I was right.
School board operator was wrong. They get it down to Lindauer, banks it in for two. 51-30 with 3:24 to go in the third. Hostetter's going to take it across. Gives it to Nico. Nico to top the key, dribbles in. Stops, kicks it out to Schickel. Schickel over to Campbell. Campbell
hit it,
for
Jack.
Three from NBA range is short. Rebounded by Schickel. Schickel drops. Rebounded by Campbell. Saved by Campbell. Clowers dribbles in. It went off a Telsey. Oh, I don't know about that.
I think they missed it. They gave it to Mount Vernon, but I think it dribbled off a cow. I think Jackson dribbled it off his own foot, and they.
Yeah, they missed that one.
Yeah.
So it'll be Nico Burnett on the inbounds here with 2:59 to go and a 51-30 lead for Mount Vernon. They get it into Schickel. Schickel from 12 foot away. Can't get it to go. Lindauer with the rebound. Meserve's going to take it up for Tell City.
Tell you what, Mount Vernon's had a number of open shots that are good looks for good players, and they've been missing them.
Lindauer from the free throw line. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Hostetter. Hostetter down court to Clowers.
Oh,
Clowers
my.
Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Steals it back. Puts it up. There should have been a foul there.
Should have been a double dribble, too.
Nico. That's off of Nico out of bounds. It'll be Tell City ball with 2:27 to go.
Well, Jackson just ensured that he got his 10th rebound because he had a 2-foot shot and shot at 1 foot. And he ended up, but he did have to fight for his rebound.
Lindauer gets it into Meserve. Meserve picked up by Nico. They find Collins. Collins takes it across, sets up on the left side, back to the top of the key. Over to Lindauer. Lindauer being guarded by Clowers. Finds number four. That's Gebbard. Gebbard dribbles in. Stops, spins, throws up a shot. Gets it to go. 51-32 with 2:05 to go in the third.
Tell you what, that Gebhardt, he was a JV player and came off the bench, and he's played pretty well here.
Hostetter drives, draws the foul. I believe that's going to go against Gebhardt.
Meserve.
Meserve. That'll be his first. Team's third.
I tell you what, both teams are still playing hard. To Tell City's credit, they're still going after it. And to Mount Vernon's credit, they haven't worried about that scoreboard. They are playing very intense basketball.
Hofstadter at the line. First one's away. Misses it.
Okay. That's another one of those. I mean, Hofstadter is such a pretty shot. Coach will say, hey, just focus. I just noticed these new uniforms. It says cats on the hip where the hip pads would be in football.
This is the second one. Lindauer with the rebound. Gets it to Meserve. Meserve's going to take it across. Looks for a little help from one of the marksmen being guarded by Hostetter. Dribbles in. Throws up a shot from 14 foot. Nails it.
Wow.
51-34 with a minute 40 to go.
That was a heck of a shot. A fadeaway with Hostetter in his face, and he swished it.
Hostetter dribbles up, finds Dukewitz. Dukewitz almost pulled the trigger, now hands it back to Hostetter, dribbles out to the timeline, finds Nico. Nico on the left wing, dribbles into the paint, attacks the basket, lays it up for two. 53-34 with a minute 20 to go in the third. Meserve takes it across, left to right. Sets up, being guarded by Hostetter, attacks the basket, throws up a shot from 14 foot away, can't get it to go. Rebounded by Clowers. Clowers on the fast break. Lays it up.
He was going to try and dunk it. Didn't have the ups. And Nico was jumping in support of him to dunk it and just didn't have it in him.
Yeah, he expelled too much energy on the steal.
Yeah, he really did. He had to chase that rebound down. And he's going to dive and
steal.
Take this one. Stolen by Clowers.
Drives in, lays it up. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Lindauer. 55-34, Mount Vernon up with 38 seconds to go in the third. Meserve takes it across, being guarded by Hostetter.
You know, since I don't keep steals here, all Clowers did was hurt himself on the stat page. He stole the ball, but he got a missed shot's all he got.
Lindauer drives in, throws up a shot, rebounded by Nico. Nico on the fast break, slows it down. No look pass to Hostetter for three.
Nope.
Off the mark, rebounded by Lindauer. Lindauer almost loses it, being guarded by Clowers. Drives into the paint.
It's off of Lindauer's knee.
Oh.
Okay.
So Schickel and Schwartz check in for Campbell and Clowers. 4.6 on the clock.
Look on Clowers' face. He is really out of gas. And that kid, he's
Missouri for three at the buzzer. Off the mark. Schwartz has it. But at the end of three, it'll be Mount Vernon 55, Tell City 34. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMVI, and online at Posey County.
One close to home, one with great benefits, one where you can contribute to the team, one where your boss understands the importance of a work-life balance. Then you need to check out Infinity Molding and Assembly in Mount Vernon. Since 1982, Infinity Molding and Assembly has produced products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields. Things you touch every day. Whether you're looking for a place to use your skill set or a place to learn new skills, Infinity Molding and Assembly is the place you have been looking for. Some of the benefits include excellent medical and dental insurance, a flexible spending account, a wellness plan with a nurse and fitness specialist available on site, a 401k plan, which you are fully vested upon enrollment at 6 months of employment, generous time off to include up to 3 weeks in your first year of employment, plus paid holidays. Fun company-wide events, including cookouts, a luau, a holiday party, and other activities, and even a paid tuition program. If you want to take your career to the next level, contact Infinity Molding and Assembly online at infinity-mai.com or call 812-831-5114. Infinity Molding and Assembly. Join the family today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. Schwartz with the ball, dribbles up. They're going to call a charge on Schwartz.
Oh, that's a shame. Schwartz does not score off.
No, wait a minute.
Okay, good. They're giving him, it's a block. Yeah, so Schwartz gets the basket. Good. I was going to say, he doesn't score very much. It would be a shame to have him lose that, and that's on Braxton Beaver, his first.
Team's fourth stops it with 7:46 to go in the contest. It's 57-34. Now Vernon up over Tell City and Schwartz at the line.
Do you remember him being at the free throw line this season?
I
do not. He might have, but this will be interesting. Let's see what
it's
kind
not
of
not like a leap year. It doesn't happen very often. It's the first. Oh, no, he missed it.
That's really
Nico
nice
with the rebound. Has it stolen by Lindauer. Lindauer finds Jennings, and Jennings is going to take it up.
This will be a tough quarter for Mount Vernon because they are going to have to stay focused and see if they can win the quarter.
Deserve with a shot. No good. Rebounded by Schwartz. Schwartz to Nico. Nico to Hostetter. Hostetter pulls it back. Cross court to Nico. Over to Duklitz.
Hit it, Duklitz.
Off the mark. Gets it. Oh, no. Schwartz gets the rebound. Finds Nico. 57-34. Mount Vernon with the lead in the basketball. 7:10 to go in the contest. Working around. Nico, top the key, going to reboot here, pulls it back, stops.
I thought he was going up with that one.
I did too. Schickel with a spin.
Oh,
move.
Nice reverse spin by Schickel. It looked like he was going to go to his right. That's his natural hand. He spun back into the lane with his and toward his left and still shot it right handed. Beautifully done.
Stops it with 6:55 to go. They called a timeout. We're going to keep it here.
30-second.
59-34, Mount Vernon up. The Posey County Co-op has been supporting the communities in Posey County since 1927. Stop by their new Posey County workwear and check out the best selection of safety toe boots, flame-resistant clothing, and high-visibility clothing today. That's the Posey County Co-op, and that is the new Posey County workwear. 6:55 to go, 59-34, Mount Vernon up. It'll be Hill City ball coming out of the break.
Okay, can you... In 1875, can you see the guys sitting there playing checkers at Bud's Hardware saying, hey, I hear they're going to have a horse race in Louisville? The Kentucky Derby started the year after Bud's Hardware.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we're at the 1-3-1 half-court press, and Schwartz is on the point. He's kind of scary looking. He's got
stolen
he just stole
Schwartz.
It.
Schwartz to Clowers. Clowers with a layup. 61-34 with 6:38 to go in the ballgame.
Schwartz has got a wingspan on him. That's what I'm saying. He's 6'4", and he's got the wingspan of a guy much taller.
Deserve has it stolen by Clowers. Clowers on the fast break. Saves it. gets it to Schwartz.
No.
No, actually, that's number 11. Jennings stole it back. Gets it to Meserve. Meserve down low to Lindauer. Makes it up for two.
I thought Jackson was going to goaltend that one.
61-36, 6:12 to go. Mount Vernon with the lead in the ball. Hostetter slows it down, dribbles out towards the timeline, reboots. Gets it to Flowers.
Don't get careless now, Jackson. That's it.
Flowers from 12 foot away. Can't get the bounce. Schwartz saves it. Jennings steals it with it. They're going to dribble down to Beaver. Banks it up. Nico with the rebound. They get it to Clowers. Clowers stops. Fights through the traffic. Finds Nico. Nico back up top. Dribbles in. Looks for some help from Schickel. Hands it to Hostetter. Hostetter.
Oh, that ball slipped out of his hands.
Schickel. To Clowers. 63-36 with 5:25 to go in the ballgame.
Beautiful shot. Or pass, I mean. Schickel had it on the left side of the basket inside the block and pump faked it for a shot and then just bounced past the other side of the basket to Clowers inside the right block.
Collins fights through, gets it to Meserve. Meserve for two ball. Can't get it to go in and out. Rebounded by Nico. Nico to Hostetter. Hostetter attacks the basket. He's going to draw a foul. I believe that's going to go against Collins, and if so, that's his fourth. Nope, they're going to call it on Jennings. It's his second, team's fourth. Team's fifth, my fault.
You know, Nico's working on a potential double-double.
Flowers with a bank in on the inbounds, gets the two more, makes it 63.
Yeah, I got 36. Nico for seven rebounds.
They get it in to Gebbard. Gebbard to Jennings for three, can't get it to go. Rebounded by Gebbard. Gebbard to Meserve for three. And he nails it, 63-39, 4.5 to go in the contest. Nico dribbles, hands it off to Hostetter. Hostetter in the left corner, back out to Clowers, over to Schwartz, back to Clowers. Oh. He spins, puts it up, can't get the roll, rebounded by Jennings. But Jennings is going to take it up, being guarded by Hostetter. Hostetter almost stole it, gets it back. Marksman with the ball, down by a bunch. Meserve over to Gebbard. Gebbard being guarded by Nico. Dribbles in, looks for some help. Hits Meserve in the face with the pass.
Oh, my.
And that's an unfortunate travel.
It stunned him so badly. He did all he could to catch the ball after it bounced off his nose, and then he just crumbled and fell to the ground for a travel. He did get up, but I've never seen that before. He was so stunned. He
was not expecting it.
No.
So 3:58 to go. It'll be Mount Vernon ball. 65-39 the score.
When Gebhardt got up this morning, I don't think he anticipated being guarded by Nico Burnett either. So
Nico calls out a play from the right wing. Gets it to Schwartz. Back to Schickel. Schickel at the free throw line with the shot. Nails it. 67-39 with 3:39 to go in the ballgame.
Wise is in the game now. Clowers is out.
Jennings trying to go down low to Beaver. Looks for some help. Finds Meserve for three. Misses it. Rebounded by Jennings. Jennings goes down low to Beaver. Beaver banks it in for two. 67-41 with 3:15 to go. Hostetter is going to take it across. Looks for a little help.
Yeah, we're slowing it down quite a bit now. Tell City's in the man-to-man, but they're kind of sitting back.
Nico drives in. Cross court to Hostetter for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Gebbard. Gebbard on the fast break. Tries to go around Schickel. Stolen by Schwartz. Schwartz to Nico. One versus three, so Nico slows it down and reboots here as he finds Hostetter on the left side. Hostetter now top the key. Dribbles in, attacks the paint. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Lindauer. Lindauer is going to take it. Stop.
He traveled,
but they didn't call it. And it'll be a Mount Vernon ball. It's number three. Brian Kelly checks in.
Did Schwartz get a rebound down there or did he get a steal?
Rebound.
Okay, that's his fifth in the game. That's why I wanted to be sure, because Schwartz is just playing really good minutes out here.
Hostetter takes it up with 2:26 to go in the ball game. Mount Vernon with the ball in a 67-41 lead. Kelly to Weiss. Over to Hostetter. To Schickel. Hostetter.
That last break, Kelly came in for Nico.
Schickel for three. That's an air ball. Hostetter tries to save it. Jennings ends up with it. They're going to go. Mazur from the free throw line. Can't get it to go. Schwartz with another rebound as he finds Hostetter. We're under two to go in the ballgame. 67-41, the Wildcat advantage. As they get it into Kelly. Back to Hostetter. Over to Weiss. Weiss.
Yeah, get Weiss down on the block and then give him the ball.
Yeah, he's way out there. Now Schickel's going to reboot. And that's a timeout so that they can get some subs in here.
That's
going to clear the benches.
Now, the referee, when they blew the whistle to call timeout, the referee tapped the top of his head, which is basically an official's timeout. But I didn't think an official could call that timeout. I thought one of the coaches would have to call it and just basically say, I don't want the timeout. I just, wanted to stop the clock and let him in. But I've never seen that before. Is that, am I interpreting that correctly? Or?
Yeah, you're right. So number 30, that's Meyer Robb. Gets it to number 12. Over to Kelly.
He double dribbled. Yeah. Caught it. He just mishandled it. Caught it, dropped it, picked it up, and then went to dribble. When you do that, if you're unsure, make the pass to somebody. Don't assume and get it called.
One of the other Clowers is in.
one of the many Clowers who wear Mount Vernon, and he just tapped the ball away, almost stole it.
I'm not sure which one because his number doesn't correspond with what I have, but I know it's one of the Clowers.
I think it's
Bryce,
who wears 23 on JV.
Bryce.
Yeah, I think it's Bryce.
Meyer Robb tries to steal it. Weiss ends up with it on
the
ground.
Nice job getting on the ground.
Aaron Weiss.
Yeah. Yeah, he just went on a swan dive onto the floor. I'm sure he left a little skin on there, but that's okay. It won't hurt because they'll win.
Bryce Clowers on the inbounds to Meyer Robb here. 42 seconds to go in the ballgame. 67-41, the Wildcat lead. They give it to Kelly. Kelly over to Weiss. Back to Clowers.
Oh, now.
Had their opportunity.
Yeah, Weiss had a pick and roll, and he was headed to the block.
That's a three ball by Kelly. Gets the bounce.
Wow. It took a lot of bounces on that rim, but it dropped through the net.
70-41 the score. 16 seconds to go. Number three with the three ball. They're going to throw it out. Stops it with 9.5 to go in the contest.
Okay, we do not have to cross the 10-second line. Okay, Tell City's going to come down and guard, and Meyer Robb should just stand there and dribble it out, which he's going to do.
70-41, that's your ball game. Mount Vernon with the lead and the victory here at the end of the fourth quarter. 70-41, that's a final. Mount Vernon with the victory over Tell City. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. Be back with the postgame show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM, WMDI, and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Half Moon Saloon in Mount Vernon is the place for great food all day long. Half Moon Saloon takes care of you with daily plate lunch specials, including fried chicken every Wednesday and catfish every Friday. Try the 7 or 14-inch delicious pizzas or the ribeyes and fillets after 4 p.m. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until midnight and Saturday from 10 until 1 a.m. Check out Half Moon Saloon, 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon, or order over the phone, 812-643-0518.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
For over 40 years, DiMaggio's has been serving the best traditional Italian cuisine, and since 2007, it has been a staple right here in Mount Vernon. Start your DiMaggio's experience with breadsticks, garlic bread, or the always popular chicken wings. Looking to eat healthy? Try one of the many salad options. And nobody has more options for pasta than DiMaggio's. DiMaggio's also has great sandwiches and calzones. And then there's what started it all. The massive selection of pizzas from 7 inches all the way to the extra, extra large 18 inch. Keep an eye on their Facebook page for the pop-up pizza of the month. You can see the menu online at orderdimaggios.com and order by calling 812-838-9850. DiMaggio's Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final time here. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We're at 70-41. That's a final. Mount Vernon with the victory over Tell City. A homecoming victory for this capacity crowd here tonight at Mount Vernon High School, Alan Buck. How did we get there?
Okay, well, Mount Vernon won all four quarters tonight. 23-13 in the first, 17-11 in the second for the 40-24 halftime lead. Then, as we talked about, you got to make your intensity when the score gets that big, and they did. 15-10 in the third to go into the fourth quarter with a 21-point lead at 55-34, and they won the fourth quarter 15-7 to make it a 70-41 final. In individual scoring for Tell City, Eric Collins hit his only shot of the game for 2 points. Taylen Jennings was 1-for-2 from three. For 3 points and had 5 rebounds in addition to running the ball club. Isaac Lindauer was 6-for-7 on 2-pointers, 0-for-3 from deep for 12 points, 7 rebounds. Byron Meserve, 5-for-11 on twos, 1-for-9 on threes, 1-for-1 from the free throw line for 14 points, 5 rebounds for him. Braxton Beaver, 4-for-7 from 2-point range for 8 points. And Nolan Gebhardt off the bench, 1-for-1 for 2 points and 4 rebounds. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, we've got Nico Burnett with 7-for-11 from 2-point range, 3-for-6 from 3, 3-for-5 from the free throw line, 26 points, 7 rebounds. Brady Schickel, 3-for-7 on 2-pointers, 0-for-2 from deep, hit his only free throw of the game for 7 points, had 5 rebounds. Nash Hostetter, 1-for-4 on 2-pointers, 0-for-3 from 3-point range, 0-for-2 from the free throw line for 2 points. He played excellent defense all night, too. Absolutely. In addition to running our club. Logan Dukowitz, 1-for-2 on 2-pointers, 1-for-5 on 3-pointers for 5 points. Jackson Clowers, 12-for-21 on 2-pointers, 0-for-1 on 3-pointers. 24 points, 11 rebounds. Jack Campbell,
one for three on three-pointers for 3 points. Jacob Swartz, one for one on twos, 0 for one from three, 0 for one from the free throw line for 2 points and 6 rebounds off the bench. Terrific, terrific contribution. Ryan Kelly hit that three-pointer late that bounced off the rim numerous times and finally dropped through the middle. So anyway, good contributions from everybody that played. Coach did get his point across to maintain that intensity the second half, and we did win both quarters. Tomorrow night, we're going to be in Petersburg taking on Pike Central. I think that game starts a half hour earlier, is it not?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock start time, JV at 5:30. So we will be back here on the PoseyCountyRadio.com or 106.7 WMVI, and look forward to everybody tuning in or come to the game if at all possible. These kids need your support, and that's a veteran team up there. We talked about the youth of Tell City tonight. That's a veteran, and a group like that's been playing together since they could walk. So it'll be a fun contest, chance to get to 500.
Yep.
And we will see. I will turn it back to Chris and say goodnight to all good sports.
For Alan Buck sitting next to me and Dave Hurdle back at the station, I'm Chris Cook. Thanking you for listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Athletics on 106.7 WMVI. The Wildcats is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Mount Vernon M Club, Bud's Hardware, Half Moon Saloon, the Posey County Co-op, DiMaggio's Pizza, Shepherd Services, and Infinity Molding. Join us next time for more Mount Vernon Wildcat Athletics on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.